morning or afternoon, church. I just wanted to do just a quick word today for you guys as we are moving through this new digital world that we're in right now. Obviously, we want to keep praying for those that are locked in and can't get out. We want to keep praying for all those that might be affected by this. I've noticed that several of the restaurants in our community have shut their doors for a time being. This can be a pretty sad moment for them. And we just ask that you will be with each of the workers that are going through this time. Obviously, it's going to be a challenge as they look at this new world of how they're going to be able to feed their families, what careers they're going to be doing as they begin to make choices going forward. I don't know how long this quarantine is going to last, but we know that God is in control. And that's what we kind of wanted to just touch base with you guys today. So in that vein, we're going to be reading from the book of Colossians, chapter 1. I'm going to start reading in verse 9, and we're going to go down just a little ways, not too far. I mean, all of Colossians is a great book. Paul's writing to this church, and he's trying to encourage them, wanting to give them a bit of word from the Lord so that they might have some encouragement as they move forward. So let's take this in and as I read this. So starting in verse 9, chapter 1 in the book of Colossians. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with all knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. And here's the part I really want you guys to look at. And giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. Now that is an amazing passage right there. I could spend hours preaching on it. I'm not going to. This is just a quick few-minute video that I just want to just touch base with you guys on. But the most important thing you need to remember is that we belong to our Father in heaven. We belong to the King of the universe. And look what it says there in verse 12. It says we should be giving thanks to the Father because he's qualified us. He has given us that redemption. He has made us right before God. We now have a right standing with God, and we can stand there and look him eye to eye and call God the Father truly Dad. And we have that privilege to be able to stand there in his presence, knowing that we love him and we're called according to his purpose. And then it says that he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Do you know what that means? It doesn't mean that in some future far off place we'll have an opportunity to step into heaven for the first time. And yes, that's going to be the case. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a shift in our position now. He says that we have been transferred from the domain of darkness. In other writings, Paul says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and powers of this present age. There is always been a battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil that are being waged all the time. Read the book of Daniel. Yesterday we talked about fasting, and Daniel was fasting for several days, and the angel came down and spoke with him and said, Daniel, you've been mentioned in the courts of heaven by God himself, and I'm here to give you a message. And he said that I left heaven and I knew that there was going to be a battle. He said for several days he was battling. He only squeaked through the enemy lines just barely because Michael the archangel came and was able to help turn the tide of the battle enough so the message could get through. Now, there's a lot of implication there, but I just need you guys to understand that there is a kingdom of darkness, and that domain and kingdom of darkness is in this present age. We see it all the time in the world around us. And we need to know that God has transferred us away from that. We are no longer subject to the domain of darkness. That means fear. That means anxiety. That means pain. That means nastiness. That means all the things that we as Christians need to avoid. We've been transferred away from that. We are now in the presence and the hands of Jesus Christ. We are transferred into His kingdom, His status. He is our Lord. We are no longer subject to Satan. So we need to live like that. That's why Paul says to write, to walk in a manner that's worthy of God. Walk worthy. So this morning, I encourage you guys, this afternoon, wherever you're watching this, I'm encouraging you to walk worthy, because you're no longer in the domain of the devil. You're no longer in the domain of darkness. You've been transferred to the beloved kingdom of the kingdom of the beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And that's where we have redemption. That's where we have righteousness. That's where we have forgiveness of sins. So I encourage you this week, as you continue to go with God. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you so much for what you've done. God, Lord, I just ask you to be with everybody that might be watching this video. Bless them, encourage them, and keep them focused on you, especially in this time when we're isolating and pulling away. Father, I would just give you give us an opportunity, Lord, to still stay connected to you and to those that mean the most to us. We love you, and we thank you, and we ask this now in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, church, we thank you so much. Go with God this week.